In Ron Howard's new film Parenthood, Martha Plimpton plays the teenage daughter of Diane Wiest. Plimpton has appeared in Woody Allen's Another Woman, Peter Weir's The Mosquito Coast, and Sidney Lumet's Running on Empty. She grew up in show business. Her father is the film actor Keith Carradine, and her mother Shelley Plimpton acted on the New York stage. Martha Plimpton made her first film when she was 12. I told her that each time I've seen her, I've been struck by her screen presence and the authority conveyed in her voice.
I think part of it has to do with the fact that the first few jobs that I did get when I was younger were on the stage. And of course, you know, voice and enunciation, those are all very important things. And those are things I had to learn fairly early on. And I also just had a lot of experience just playing with myself in front of the mirror, as far as playing with my voice and my attitudes and my body when I was little, you know. I think that has something to do with it.
Something else I find really outstanding about you is your beauty, and I think it's a very individual beauty. It's not your standard issue good looks where the face becomes interchangeable with 1,000 other faces.
Well, thank you. That's really nice.
I was wondering if your beauty has ever gone unnoticed by some casting directors because it wasn't the standard issue kind.
Well, I think probably so, although I've never been actually told. I think it is a major concern for a lot of actresses that they look okay and that they fit into the mold of whatever, you know. I obviously, that hasn't really stuck to me, and I'm pretty lucky about that, I guess.
You haven't made a career in quote, teen films, and I'm wondering if you've consciously stayed away from them or whether they were uninterested in you.
I think a little bit of both, actually. I kind of avoided them, you know, the ones of a lower caliber, simply for obvious reasons, because of the fact that I wanted to do things with integrity, you know.
What kind of teenage stereotypes really drive you crazy when you see them in a script?
There's really only one kind, and that's just the teenage stereotype, the basic, you know, the girl with the, you know, with the prom or with the, who's really good looking, who has the boyfriend, or the girl who's really sweet and really smart and can't get, they all seem to have the same personalities, you know, wherever I go and whatever I see, you know, they all look the same. They're all the same people, you know, from one movie to the next. And, you know, that's what was nice about Say Anything, was that it was different. And that's also what was nice about Running on Empty, was that you saw people in a, you saw young people in a realistic situation that involved something other than just a prom or, you know, a lipstick shade, you know, and I thought that was nice.
Your parents are both actors, and
yeah.
Your parents never married. How old were you when they separated?
I was not born yet when my parents separated.
Mm. The Carradine family is one of, like, the great American acting families. Did you feel very connected to that family since you were living with your mother and your father was on the other coast?
Sure. I feel connected in a lot of ways. I mean, I have always had a communication with them throughout the years, and with my grandfather, I had a pretty good relationship with him, and although I rarely saw them, our time together was pretty well concentrated because we all had something in common. You have to keep in mind that my uncles and my father both are there constantly working. I mean, they're never anywhere I can find them, really. I mean, it's really hard to find them. I mean, my dad's like in Yugoslavia right now somewhere, you know, Budapest or something.
Did you ever find yourself going to the movies to try to learn more about your father, see him in his latest role?
No, I didn't. If I wanted to learn about my father, I called him up or I went to see him or I wrote him a letter. But I have to say that I have not been the most comprehensive daughter as far as seeing all of his films. I really haven't.
Why not?
Seen all of his work. Simply because, let's put it this way, that most of the movies that he's done, either while I was growing up, were rated R. Couldn't go see those, you know, although Nashville I saw. I don't know. It just seems to have worked out that way. I don't think he's seen all of my work either. I just think that, I don't know if it really matters all that much for us to keep up on each other's career strides, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, your mother is an actress, and she was, what, in the Broadway production of Hair?
She was in the original and the Broadway productions of Hair, She was in it for, like, some unbelievable amount of time. I don't even know, like, 8 or 9 years or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, I basically was around the stage and the theater from ever since I can remember.
Now, I've read about you that you and your mother didn't have much money when you were young.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, basically means that basically my mother was, you know, a 23-year-old actress living in New York City when she had me, and there's not a lot of income for an actress in the theater and off Broadway in New York City, and you know, with a daughter living alone, basically it was a struggle.
How old were you when you started acting?
I was 8 years old when I got my first job. I mean, I worked at the Public Theater for Elizabeth Suedos in New York, you know, the Joe Papp's Theater downtown, and then I kind of moved on from there.
When you're that young, when you're 8 years old, do you relate to acting at all as an art, or is it a way of pleasing adults?
Maybe in some deep psychological way, that's true. I mean, what I basically noticed when I was 8 was that I had fun doing it, and that it was really fun to show off and to, you know, play around and play act, and that was something that I really enjoyed and got into, and that's pretty much what I noticed. I mean, I didn't really look at acting as an art. I mean, I didn't even really consider it acting. I just considered it, you know, play acting, having fun.
Do you grow up quickly when you're working around adults as a professional?
Well, I think in a way you do. In a way you have to, because you have to be responsible and professional, and you can't keep people waiting, and you can't, you know, play around on the set, and, you know, you got to really do the work and do the job, and that's something that takes a lot of concentration, and, you know, sometimes you get yelled at for being too loud or something. I mean, it happens all the time with kids, and I don't know. I don't think I grew up too fast. I just think that I was raised with a very strong sense of professionalism, you know, and responsibility, and the difference between reality and acting and the job and doing the job correctly. And so I wouldn't say that I grew up too fast. I just knew I knew the order of things in my life. You know, I knew what was acting, I knew what was play, and I knew what was job time, you know.
I think everybody goes through a period around puberty when they're very uncomfortable with themselves physically. Maybe their skin is breaking out and their body's changing. They feel very awkward. You were probably on camera during some of that. Was that an awkward time for you?
Well, I think I you know, everybody goes through their awkward time. I think I went through my awkward time pretty early. I mean, I'd say I went through it around, you know, 11, 12, 13 to about 15, I guess, 15 or 16. I never really had acne. I mean, I had my pimple problems like everybody does. I never really had it bad, and I never had any sort of, I mean, I did have my little, when I was 12, you know, and I, you know, became a woman, as it were, you know, got my first, you know, period, basically. I gained a lot of weight and, you know, got kind of pudgy, but I never really... was uncomfortable, like mortally uncomfortable with my appearance or my, you know, whatever. I guess basically because I wasn't all that concerned with it at the time.
In the film Running on Empty, you were cast opposite River Phoenix, and I believe you were a couple then, and I frankly have no idea if you still are or not, but I was wondering if that's an experience you'd want to repeat, playing opposite someone on screen who you actually had a relationship with off screen.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. We were great friends at the time and still are great friends, and I love working with River. I think he's a real professional, and he really is a fine actor, and I respect him a great deal. Really, it's you know, it's up to the individual. I mean, a lot of people say that it's hard for them because they can't seem to, you know, forego the reality, you know, that's there. And I don't know, we didn't have trouble with it at all. And I think it was probably because we have, I don't know, our concentration, our level of concentration and the way that we work is slightly similar in some ways. I think that it was pretty easy. It was nice, too, working with a friend.
Is there a kind of part you would like to get in the near future?
Oh, gosh. you know, finding a role, just a role in general for a young woman is so hard already that I just like to find something, you know, different than, you know, the norm. I mean, basically, you know, there's only so many daughters and girlfriends, you know, precocious teenagers that one can play without really just becoming extremely bored and, you know, ready to move on. I just like to see a script, you know, with some real dialogue in it, with some actual words that people say, you know. It's so rare to find that, you know. I'm basically a beggar for a decent part right now, so I can't really be a chooser yet. But as soon as those parts come around, and as soon as Hollywood changes its attitudes towards women, I'm sure that I'll have plenty of ideas.
Martha Plimpton, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.